the KB Willett Arena in Stevens Point. We're at our second intermission. I'm Chris Conley on Fox Sports Radio, where the Evergreens trail 4-1. It is a loser-out game, so someone's season is coming to an end tonight. Well, let's talk a little about the good and the bad in that second period. I thought when the Evergreens went down 3-0 on Colby Keller's goal that the air kind of came out of the team. We had played scoreless hockey for the first 13 minutes of the period. Colby Keller's goal came with 4:52 left. Keller scored off a rebound. Max Tatro put the shot on goal, hit off the backboards, and Colby Keller was able to get the rebound in. So the Evergreens at the time were down 2-0, then that goal made it 3-0, so it was really desperation time for DC Everest, and the Evergreens didn't really have an answer. Spash controlled the faceoff after the goal, was able to put more pressure on the DC Everest net. The Evergreens just didn't really have anything, almost like they seemed like a defeated hockey team, and then promptly gave up the next goal to Max Tatro that made it 4-0. But just 16 seconds after Tatro scored, the Evergreens did get an answer. Brady Burrell, on a counterattack goal, was able to beat Nate Siklavan the upper left-hand side. Assists on that Evergreen score to Michael Plaza and to Chris Babiarz. The Evergreens finally got on the board with 1:26 left in that second period to trail 4-1. Evergreens were able to put one or two more shots on in the final minute of the period. Sure would have made this game look a lot differently if the Evergreens could have added one more goal and went into the intermission down 4-2. Instead, they are down 4-1. DC Everest Hockey on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral necessary at the new Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Evergreens have been outshot 23-18. Michael Moe in that second period had 8 saves. He did allow 2 more goals. Nathan Siklavan had 9 saves for a 2-period total of 19. Ice is being resurfaced here at KB Willett Arena. The teams will be back out onto the ice for our third period in just a few moments. The Zamboni has just finished up its work. This is a very busy night for the DC Everest Athletic Department. Let's spend a moment to talk about it before we get this third period underway. Because of the snowouts from yesterday, the DC Everest boys basketball team had their game last night canceled. So they are also down in Stevens Point, and over at the Spash Fieldhouse, they are taking on the Panthers basketball team. Spash has a 20-1 record in basketball. Hard to believe that that's only good for the number 2 seed. I will tell you that the Spash draw, which is the opposite side of the bracket of DC Everest, is much tougher. It is Nina, the only team that beat Spash, that is the number 1 seed, and Nina is undefeated. Spash went through their Valley Conference schedule at a perfect 11-0, and if they can beat DC Everest tonight, the Panthers will have beaten all comers in the Valley Conference. They have already clinched first place and the Valley Conference title for this season, so that's a tall test for the DC Everest boys basketball team in action tonight just up the road at the Spash Fieldhouse. And the Evergreens come into that game after kind of a dull effort, a loss to last place Wausau West, so the Evergreens trying to get things back on track. Then back further up north at the DC Everest Fieldhouse, the Evergreen Girls celebrating senior night tonight. The Evergreen Girls are playing for an outright conference championship if they can beat Stevens Point. The Spash Girls team making the ride up to the Everest Fieldhouse. Evergreens are honoring their one and only senior on their roster, Molly Tice. Molly is such a nice and even-mannered kid that it's really nice that she gets to play on a championship team, a conference championship team, in her senior year. The Evergreens girls, who are very good, are a junior-based instead of a senior-based team. And the Evergreens girls are going to be an exciting playoff team. In fact, they will get their playoff assignments on Monday. The Evergreens are likely going to be a number 2 seed, probably behind only Superior in their draw. That will be known before the weekend is out. So senior night for the girls as they play at home. They've already clinched no worse than a tie for the Valley Conference. In fact, they're getting their Valley Conference championship t-shirts tonight before the game that are on sale to the public as well. And if they beat Spash, again, they'll have the conference title all to themselves. Should the Everest girls lose and Marshfield win, then Marshfield could move into a girls' Valley Conference tie. Now, tomorrow, it's going to be an early morning for the Everest boys. They're traveling down to Milwaukee. This is going to be a unique game. The Everest boys tomorrow are playing Rhinelander at the Bradley Center on the home court of the NBA's Milwaukee Bucks. Will we have that game for you? Why, yes. Yes, we will. They have a lot of activities with junior league teams and Pee Wee League teams happening at the Bradley Center as well. In fact, they're going to get in games between quarters and between halves to let some of the youth, the really young kids, the 5-, 6-, and 7-year-olds have some time on the floor. We are going to bring you the Everest basketball game from the Bradley Center in Milwaukee on tape delay. Our coverage is scheduled to start at 3 o'clock tomorrow on Fox Sports Radio, so that's going to be a lot of fun. As from here, from the KB Willett Arena, I will switch from hockey to basketball mode. And we'll be with you from the Bradley Center tomorrow. Here, one more period of hockey to go, with Spash leading DC Everest 4-1. We'll drop the puck for the third period after this timeout on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to KB Willett Arena. You get the feeling that the first couple of minutes of this period are going to be critical. That's when we'll find out if the Evergreens are going to make a fight of this and launch some kind of comeback, or if the Evergreens are just playing out the final period of their season. The winner of this game will get Wausau West Tuesday night at Marathon Park. Wausau West was a blowout 11-0 winner over Lakeland earlier tonight. Puck drops, Evergreens control to start the third period. It's on the stick of Avery Allard. Now cross-ice pass from Degner back to Allard. Evergreens get organized back in their own end. They'll have to rush the length of the sheet. Trying to get it ahead to Plaza, and Baby R's taken away by Spash. Jake Jaworski almost put it on goal. One of the Evergreen defenders lost his stick. Trying to recover. Spash has it in the corner. Austin Haas tried to center in front of the net. It's into the corner. Haas still fighting for it. He had Jake Jaworski, who scored a goal back in the first period, in front for a moment. Now the Evergreens try and get it out. Plaza lost his footing. Got a stoppage. Goes out of play in front of the Evergreens bench. 16:20 left in this one. Spash will get a quick change here, as will the Evergreens. Face-off is going to come right in the center circle at the red line, right in front of our broadcast position. Of all the places that we do hockey games, my two favorites are the Evergreens' home ice. At the Greenheck Fieldhouse, we have that nice broadcast location up high above the big sheet. And here at KB Willett Arena, here's a shot on goal from Spash. It's deflected off the stick of defenseman Avery Allard and goes out of play over the plexiglass for a stoppage. Now, KB Willett is a much smaller rink, but our broadcast position is right at center ice, just up a little bit, just above the benches, which are down below us. It's the best sight line as far as being close to the action and being able to see what goes on. KB Willett Arena, really a nice place to call a hockey game. Just wish that this ice was friendlier to DC Everest. Seems like the Evergreens come down here and lose a lot. Off the faceoff, Spash retreats. In the neutral zone, Spash trying to recover. Now on the near boards, they're onside to Tyler McHugh. McHugh thought about going back. Nope, taken away by one of the Evergreens. He had his teammate, Kobe Keller, back there at the blue line and didn't see him. Now it comes in front onto Keller's stick. Keller tries to lunge towards the goal. Michael Moe's got a stick there and sends it behind the net. Could have been a better scoring opportunity if he was able to keep it on his stick a little bit longer. Fighting for it in the corner. Evergreens get it out to center ice, but Spash is waiting for it. Noah Chykols wraps it all the way around the boards. It's back into the corner. Evergreens have it behind the net. Trying to send it out of there. Spash is unable to hold the zone. Stevens Point has the puck, but they're at neutral ice. Now Chris Babiarz takes it away for the Evergreens. Babiarz to Avery Allard, and now up the near boards. But a Spash defender is waiting there, Matt Hoyt. And Hoyt sends it forward to center ice. Didn't have numbers, and the Evergreens take it right back. It's Nate Bruns. Bruns bounces off the boards, now goes into the smash zone. It's behind the net. Evergreens try and hold this zone in. Unable to locate the puck for a moment was Nate Bruns. Now Bruns sends it cross ice. It's into the corner. Skating over there is Brady Burrell. Evergreens got it out to the point. Nope. Couldn't control it. Goes all the way down the length of the ice, and it's on goal. So Michael Moe has to send it aside. Wave off icing. And the Evergreens now have to rush the length. Cross ice pass, little bit long, looking for Brady Burrell. Burrell now will fight for it, but a Spash defender sends it back to the red line. Action right in front of us, in front of the Spash bench here. 14 minutes to play. Evergreens not chipping into it yet. Still trailing 4-1. Spash controls the puck. Nice pass forward there to Jacob Dunfries. Dunfries' shot deflected out of play. Disrupted by Nate Bruns before it got to the Evergreens goal. We've got a stoppage with 13:58 to play in the game. Spash, 4. Evergreens, 1. Evergreens hockey brought to you by Tlusty & Kennedy, attorneys at law. They say we're here to help. Tlusty & Kennedy representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. Off the faceoff comes all the way down. Evergreens unable to control it, though, in the zone. Spash, just like that, is counterattacking. Onside Austin Haas. Haas slides it through the crease. No teammate there. Someone couldn't catch up with it. So it's now into the corner. Comes out towards the blue line. Evergreens take it away. Josh Merchant. Merchant sent it off the boards. Out of play. Evergreens have got a change here. Clock is stopped with 13:32 left in the game. DC Everest Hockey is sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union. Serving all of central Wisconsin. To find a branch near you, see valleycommunities.org. The boys' basketball playoffs start next week. On Tuesday, scheduled for a girls' basketball game. Breakaway other way. Plaza. Plaza skating on goal. Sikleman saved it. Oh, my. Michael Plaza tried to carry it to the forehand side. Sikleman down low with a pad save. Scoring opportunity, best one of the period, denied by Nate Sikleman. It's behind the net as the Evergreens. Again, just the body language after Plaza was denied on that breakaway is kind of hedged down. Centering for Baby Ars, it was behind him. Baby Ars would have had a scoring opportunity. Smash, counterattacks, Jared Hauke. Hauke taken down, penalty coming up against DC Everest. Hauke was going to skate on and was going to get a good scoring opportunity against Michael Moe on that counterattack. He was taken down, and Smash going to go on their first power play of the night. Nate Bruns will serve a two-minute minor. And the faceoff is going to come to Michael Moe's left. Right, this is the danger time for DC Everest, down 4-1. This hockey game is essentially over if Smash scores on the power play here. And Smash controls, now goes down to the zone. Now inside the circle, goes back out to the blue line. Shot on goal, pad save down low. Jake Jaworski put it on net. It's behind the net now, and it's into the corner. Minute 35 left in the 5-on-4 advantage. Smash centering in, now down near the goal line. On the doorstep, that's disrupted there by Baby Ars, who got it out of there. Smash holds the zone, though, and goes cross ice. Jake Jaworski. Jaworski down low to the goal, and Tyler McHugh. Evergreens fighting for it. They've got to get it out. They do. Evergreens on the backhand were able to get it out of the zone for a moment. Brady Burrell backhand sweeped it out of there, and Smash retreats. Now they are back into the zone, 5-on-4. Jake Jaworski along the far boards. Minute 5 left in the power play. A power play the Evergreens have to kill off, trailing by 3 goals. Under 12 minutes left in the game. In the corner, the Evergreens do control it. Brady Burrell and slides it all the way down the ice. Evergreens needed that. Evergreens will get a change here on the penalty kill with 50 seconds left. Smash is behind their own net, and they'll have to rush the length of the ice. There's a pass out to the blue line. Evergreens fight to contest it there. It's tied up along the near boards. Avery Allard is fighting for it. Also fighting for it, there is Austin Shira, and the Evergreens sticking out of there, too. So Smash could not hold the zone. 30 seconds left in the Stevens Point 5-on-4. And they're at neutral ice. Cross ice pass now to Matt Hoyt, and Hoyt skates in. Put a body on him, Austin Shiro, right there. 20 seconds left. Puck went out of play. Stoppage. Face off with 19 seconds remaining in the power play, but only 11:14 left in the game. Evergreens have to kill this off and have to get something of their own going here. Evergreens Hockey brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. They're proud to sponsor DC Everest Evergreen Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Off the faceoff, Evergreens clear the zone and send it all the way down. Nate Siklavan, the Spash goalie, comes out of his net to corral the puck. Now Spash, cross-ice pass, onside, right into the zone, Austin Haas. Haas unable to control, and the Evergreens have killed off the penalty. Evergreens now coming back. Here's Avery Allard. Plaza waits to be onside. Allard shot, sends it wide, looking for the far post. Babyars holds it in, sends it around the zone. Michael Plaza's got to be Johnny on the spot there, keeping it along the near boards. Nope. Stevens Point has it. It's kind of a one-and-done opportunity as Spash comes back out. Neutral ice in front of the bench, in front of the scorer's table. Babyars has it for the Evergreens and goes cross-ice. Good pass for Plaza, a little bit long for him. Plaza's going to carry it into the corner. 10.5 minutes left in this one. Evergreens need to start whittling into this lead if they're going to make a game of it. It's still 4-1, Stevens Point. And now here comes McHugh for Spash into the corner. Looking to center, instead leaves it for his teammate, Mason Schakowsky. Kowski lost his stick and lost his skate, and now the Evergreens are able to at least send it out of the zone. Cross ice, Michael Plaza. Plaza fights for it at the red line. Plaza able to catch up with it along with Grant Dennis. Goes into the corner, under 10 minutes left now. But Spash takes it away. Spash holds the puck and now comes out to center ice. Pass a little long for Colby Keller. Sails into the corner. Waiting for it there for the Evergreens is Alex Degner. Degner tries to rush along the far boards. Instead, sends it out to center ice where Spash is waiting for it. Here's a pass. Taken away by the Evergreens' Grant Dennis. Dennis on the backhand side, skating in. Backhand shot partially deflected. Didn't get through clean. Max Tatro. Here's a shot. Point blank range. Save! Nate Bruns sent it right on goal, and Bruns had a clear shot, and it was gloved by Siklavan. That's a nice save by the junior goalie. What's the Spash team going to be like when Siklavan comes back next year as a senior? Yeah, the Evergreens are going to have a big hole in net when Michael Moe graduates, and Siklavan, only a junior now, very sharp goalie, is going to be back for a senior year. Off the faceoff, Spash tries to split defenders, coming back the other way. Nick Page. Page is onside, into the corner. Evergreens are going to take it there. Brady Burrell. Burrell's behind his own net. 9 minutes left in this one. It's been a scoreless third period. Evergreens have not been able to cut in. Cross ice pass to Michael Plaza. Plaza's across the blue line. Can't hold it in. Stick checked away and sent back down the other way. Avery Allard. Allard lost control of the puck right in front of his own net. Michael Moe had to send it off to the corner. Now Spash holds the zone. Shot deflected. Went off Derek Tomchik. Didn't get to the goal. It's into the corner now. And the Evergreens have to be on the attack now, and instead Spash is holding the zone. Goes cross ice. Slapping at it there is Mason Schakowsky. Didn't get through clean. It's up along the boards. It's wrapped around behind the Evergreens net. Spash gets a partial change. Avery Allard is there for it. Spash, though, still has it behind the net. Again, the action is just on the wrong end of the ice for the Evergreens here. Becomes interesting if the Evergreens can get a goal or two quickly here, but Spash still holding it in. Goes around behind the net. Chris Sackman there for the Evergreens. Sackman tries to stick it and clear the zone. Goes back on goal to Michael Moe, and Moe sends it high off the boards. At least he got it out of the zone, but Spash is waiting for it at the red line and send it right back in. Behind the net, it's on Michael Plaza's stick. Plaza pushes forward here to Chris Babyars. Babyars has a rush along with Jaglinski. Babyars shot just wide, goes into the corner. Babyars followed the puck, tries to fight for it. Now trying to center in front was Alex Degner. Just a little missed connection, looking for Chris Sackman. And it comes out of the zone. Evergreen skate back in. Here's Nate Bruns. Bruns puts it on goal. Glove save by Siklavan. It's kind of a flutterer. Didn't really get a crisp shot there. And snapped out of the air by Siklavan. Well, at least the Evergreens able to put a little pressure on the net there. For a while, it looked like it was Spash who was looking to build on this three-goal lead. Off the faceoff in front, popped up in front of the net and cleared out of there. Evergreens with a scoring opportunity. Now the net has come loose off its mooring as it's put back on goal by Nate Bruns. We're going to have a stoppage to reset the net. The net has come loose. stopped with 7:17 left in the game. Evergreens have to keep the pressure up here. Spash 4, DC Everest 1. We're sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. It's behind the net. Fighting for it there is Nate Bruns in the corner. Bruns trying to center, but Spash has got a body on him. Comes free. Now centering, looking for Sackman in front. And now a shot in front. Loose again. Putting it on net was Alex Degner, and it went wide. It's in the corner. Evergreen still try and hold. It's behind the net. Now coming out in the corner is Nate Bruns. Bruns sends it back around, but a Spash defender is there. Under 7 minutes left in the game. Potentially under 7 minutes left in the Evergreen season. Cross ice pass back in the neutral zone where the Evergreens retreat for it. Grant Dennis is head to Seth Jaglinski. Jaglinski couldn't control. Evergreens move backward. It's onto the stick of Nate Bruns along the near side. Wrapped all the way around. Back into the zone. Grant Dennis. Dennis skating on goal. Shot off the blocker. Briefly loose in front, but there was no one there for the Evergreens on the near side to capitalize on that rebound. Here's another shot in front. Bruns tried to take it. Going to have a penalty here against Spash. Bruns was taken down in front of the net. Evergreens are going to go on a power play with 6:14 to play here. Puck popped right up there, and Bruns was pulled down. We indicating that we are going to have another penalty shot here? I think we are. What do we have here? Evergreens are taking their timeout, as the penalty is going to be called against Brock Caulfield. Caulfield pulled down Bruns, and the Evergreens will take their timeout. This will be an important 5-on-4 power play. The Evergreens have to cut into the lead here. This has been a scoreless third period. Caulfield serves a 2-minute minor for interference. Actually, while the Evergreens take their timeout, why don't we take a 1-minute break? Spash 4, DC Everest 1 with 6:14 to play. Evergreens power play next when we come back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the KB Willett Arena. There's only 6:14 left in the game, so time is not the friend of the Evergreens at this point. The Evergreens had Nate Bruns pulled down right in front of the net. So we have a 2-minute minor for interference on Brock Caulfield of Spash. He's in the penalty box. Evergreens will have a 5-on-4, trailing by 3 goals. Chris Babiar is to take the draw. Controlled by the Evergreens, goes right back to the blue line. Avery Allard. Allard stick handling along those boards. Goes behind the net for Plaza. Plaza is there, looks to center. Plaza fighting for it there. It does come out. It's into the stick of Nate Bruns. Bruns shot on goal. Plaza was in front, went wide. Evergreens still control behind the net. Plaza's now checked off the puck in the corner. Evergreens thinking about a wraparound. Now it's back into the other corner on the near boards. Evergreens fight for it there. Evergreens have Plaza in front if the puck should come free. Babiars is also in front of the net. Evergreens fight to hold the zone. Nope, just comes out the blue line. Spash going to have a shorthanded opportunity. Nope, stick checked away. Suddenly the Evergreens had to play defense. And Nate Bruns stick checked it back. Michael Plaza trying to come in. A little long for him. And here comes a one-on-one back the other way. And stick checked away. Shot and a shorthanded goal. Shorthanded goal. That's Nate Jaworski for Spash. And that puts the nail in the coffin for DC Everest season. Spash has gone up by 4 on a shorthanded goal. Spash fast skaters that way. And Spash with the speed to get down the ice put this game out of reach. It's only 5:23 left. The Evergreens will still have a man advantage for 4:09 to play. But now you can just tell it's too big of a hill for DC Everest to climb. off the faceoff, Avery Allard. Evergreens come back the other way. Here's Bryce Dively. A little action in front of the net there. Evergreen player Sackman went flying. Going to get assist and goal information. Jake Jaworski. It is Jake Jaworski's goal, and Jaworski has now scored twice in the game. In fact, he had a shorthanded opportunity back in the first period, a breakaway shorthanded that Michael Moe denied. 4.5 minutes left in the game. The puck is behind the Evergreens net. They'll have to rush the length of the ice. With the outcome no longer in doubt, Smash up 5-1. Evergreens are on goal. Here's a shot from just inside the blue line by Bryce Dively. Save by Siklavan with the glove. Stoppage comes with 4:22 to play. Evergreens Hockey is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688. Or see them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. As the Evergreens season is coming to an end here, we'll take this time to thank all of our DC Everest sponsors. These games would not be on the air without their support. And, of course, the support of the many loyal DC Everest parents, fans, students. Now it's 5-on-5 hockey with under 4 minutes to play in the game. In these closing moments of the game, we'll also review some of these DC Everest seniors who very soon their final shifts are going to be coming up. Wraparound opportunity for Michael Plaza. And going down low to make the save is Nathan Siklavan. 3:52 to play in the game. Smash has been up by 4 twice in this game. They were up 4-0, and the Evergreens had the answer just 16 seconds later to get it 4-1. The Evergreens have not gotten closer in this third period and have fallen further behind. Here's a shot, point-blank range, shot down, and for a moment we had Baby Ars down on the ice. Baby Ars got the shot off, took a shot while he was in front of the net. Baby Ars is back on his feet. Sent all the way down the ice off the boards. Now behind the net, Spash tries to counterattack Nick Larson. Evergreens try and take it right back along the near boards. Going to have a penalty coming up here. I believe the Evergreens are going to go back on the power play. Yep. Penalty against Spash. A little too physical along those far boards. Let's see who they're going to take. I think this may be on Noah Chaiwaz. Let's see. Nope. Penalty against Nick Larson. And the Evergreens will go on the two-minute power play with 3:18 left in the game. The nail in the coffin here was the second goal scored tonight by Jake Jaworski. It was a shorthanded goal. Players were kind of spread out on the ice there because Spash had a takeaway, then the Evergreens took it back, and then Jaworski scored with a two-on-one shorthanded. Evergreens, now we've got a whistle and we have a stoppage. Larson called for slashing and play is stopped here because the goal has come loose. The Evergreens will have 8 seniors who are playing their final moments of organized high school hockey here. Puck goes into the corner on the power play. Michael Moe, it's behind the net here for Baby Ars. Comes back out now to Bruns. Bruns now a nice feed for Plaza. Plaza on the backhand side. Shot, score! That didn't go to Plaza. I believe it's Alex Degner who got the rebound there. Plaza put it on net. Degner put it in, and it is 5-2. As the Evergreens have scored with 2:51 left. Evergreens are 1-for-3 on the power play tonight. See who they give the goal to. I believe it's going to be Degner's goal. Plaza put it on net initially. Brady Burrell gets the goal. With Baby Ars and Plaza. 2.5 minutes to play here. Pucks at center ice. Evergreens have it. Nate runs. Sent around the corner into the corner there, and Smash has a player on there. That's Mason Joukowsky. Bounce off the boards. Evergreens will touch up icing. 2:18 to play. Tyler Schubring, second-line player. It's a 140-pound senior playing his last game today. Tyler's gotten a little bit of ice time, not much. Austin Shiro is graduating. Of course, his brother Isaac is a junior. Austin is a second-line forward. He's had a nice season. We'll say goodbye to Kane Gilray. Kane Gilray had a couple of goals in the blowout games where he's had a chance to play. Now, Kane Gilray's had a lot of enthusiasm for hockey. Stuck with the program is Kane Gilray. Let's see if he gets some ice time here in the final moments as the Evergreens go under 2 minutes to play here. Trailing Smash 5-2. Brady Burrell. You know, Brady Burrell has so much size at 185 pounds. He's physically intimidating on the ice. There's a shot on goal for Smash and Mason Joukowsky. Brady Burrell has had a heck of a season. As Brady Burrell at 6'2", 185 pounds, just the way you would draw off a defenseman, Brady Burrell's season coming to an end. Nate Bruns and Grant Dennis both graduating this season, both working their last shifts. Alex Degner, I thought Alex Degner played better hockey as the season went along. Alex Degner much improved as the team did. Solid defenseman for the Evergreens. Degner is a senior, now playing in his final 1 minute. We'll see Degner out on the ice now. And then there is goalie Michael Moe, who played a lot as a junior last year. Sometimes as a junior, Moe would get caught out of position. The improvement from Michael Moe's junior to his senior year has been very, very impressive, to the point where Michael Moe's developed himself into one of the best goaltenders in the Valley Conference. Michael Moe has kept this team into many, many games, including that overtime win 5-4 where Smash, where the Evergreens battled back for a win against Wisconsin Rapids. Michael Moe made some key saves to keep that game tied and get into overtime. Michael Moe, graduating senior. And that's going to be probably the biggest loss for the Evergreens. Moe there with one, two more saves and a wraparound, and Michael Moe has the puck loose in front, cleared out of there by one of his defenders. Down to the final half minute. And one of the questions for the Evergreens next year will be, what will they be like in goal? Because Michael Moe's gotten all the playing time this year. Michael Moe has been a fabulous goalie. Under 10 seconds left. Final horn is going to sound. Congratulations to the Smash Panthers. They are winners here. And they defeat the DC Everest Evergreens 5-2. And congratulations to the Evergreens, too. One of the nice things to see about this team is that they were much better at the end of the season than they were at the beginning of the season. Maybe you remember how this year started off. The Evergreens were shut out in their first 1, 2, 3 games of the year. In fact, it wasn't until their 11th period when they finally got their first goal in a game that they would eventually win against Marquette. So the Evergreens started out with that very, very slow beginning. This is the team that built up and played better hockey. Their season highlight, undoubtedly, that 5-4 win in overtime over Wisconsin Rapids, a team that tied for first place in the Valley Conference this year. Evergreens shaking hands with the Smash Panthers as the Evergreens see their season come to an end tonight at the KB Willett Arena 5-2. Let's take a break and we'll be back with a quick wrap-up for tonight's game. We'll review our goal scores and have a few closing thoughts on the 2013-2014 hockey season. Back with that on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. I'm Chris Conley. We're back at KB Willett Arena, where the Stevens Point Panthers have defeated the DC Everest Evergreens 5-2. Smash will advance to take on Wausau West at Marathon Park on Tuesday. Wausau West advanced by shutting out Lakeland. And the DC Everest Evergreens with a ride back to Schofield, with their season ending, coming up 3 goals short tonight. Jake Jaworski had 2 goals for Smash. You'd have to say he was the team's MVP. He scored the opening goal back in the first period to make it 1-0, and then he scored shorthanded, the goal that kind of put the nail in the coffin, in the third period with the Evergreens on a power play. Jaworski scored on a 2-on-1 and made the score 5-1, and the Evergreens did manage to get one goal back from Brady Burrell. The Evergreens' goal scorers tonight, and Brady Burrell got both of them late in the second period. At the time, it was 4-0. Burrell's goal made it 4-1, and then with the Evergreens trailing 5-1, Burrell got one with 2:51 left in the game. Brady Burrell lights the lamp twice, and on both of those goals, assists from Chris Babiarz and from Michael Plaza. We would be remiss if we didn't give a note that the Evergreens are losing their longtime assistant coach, Dan Prejean. Dan is one of the gentlemen of hockey, a great friend not only to these players. When Coach Dan is speaking, players are listening. And he's also been nice to a somewhat inexperienced play-by-play announcer who's been calling these Evergreens games for the last 2 years. Dan Prejean retiring, and this loss brings to an end his coaching career with the D.C. Everest Evergreens. The Everest Athletic Department has been better because of it. Again, our final score, it's the end of the hockey season for D.C. Everest. They lose to Spash tonight 5-2. Join us tomorrow for boys basketball from Milwaukee. We'll be at the Bradley Center as the Evergreens boys take on Rhinelander, playing on the NBA floor at the BMO Harris Bradley Center. You'll hear the game at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon on Fox Sports Radio. That's going to do it from the KB Willett Ice Arena. Spash over D.C. Everest 5-2 tonight. I'm Chris Conley, and you've been listening to Evergreens Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night, everybody.